Welcome to The Hitch, week 9.
Hi.
Hi. Day 57.
Day 57.
And the beginning of week 9, right?
Yeah. Start of week 9, which is...
Yep. It started off with a whimper.
Well, I think even before that, I mean, just week 9 is the beginning of the end.
I know.
For real.
There's and it's no like we all know it, here. And yeah. It's affecting us. Well, plus, we had like a total party weekend of just doing stuff nonstop, and all of us woke up today just completely fried and crabby.
Yeah.
Like every
single one of us. I woke up with like a migraine, which yeah. I almost never get.
You were like out.
Yeah, I really was. I was really bad off at the beginning of the day.
Yeah.
But
But anyway, it was, you know, a really super fun weekend, and we were just like having a blowout, and then today it kind of caught up with us, and coupled with it being basically the last week, because once we go leave Colorado, I mean, sure, we'll always have fun and have adventures along the way, but we're basically just
We're
straight
here,
shotting it back.
We're here in Lyons till Friday. Friday yeah. we pull out, you know, so, and then it's 4 days or 4 nights.
You know, we're taking it pretty slow. I said straight shotting it, but it's actually taking it pretty slow. We're staying
in. It is technically straight.
Friday we stay, because I know I don't want to go more than like 4 hours still a day. So like North Platte we're stopping at, and then Lincoln and Des Moines.
Yeah.
And then La Salle, Peru again,
yeah,
which
full
will
circle.
Be really interesting, and I'm sure a little bit sad, but it's going to put a bookend on it, because that was the place we stayed
the first night. Yeah.
First night of this trip.
Yeah.
And, yeah, what's hard, I mean, it's always challenging balancing out the needs of all of us, because we're all different ages and different interests and things like that. But then you factor in a bunch of things you want to do, and when you know your time is limited, like part of this weekend full force was that we were just trying to do as much as possible, because we knew it was like our last weekend.
We're officially at the point on the trip where you're scratching things off the list.
Yeah,
you're not adding things to the list, you know,
right? And I am sitting here today going, okay, I mean, basically, there were 4 days here now, because Friday doesn't count, really. We'll get up and go. And now I'm sitting here thinking, like, it didn't fully hit me until just right now that there's basically 3 days in Colorado left. And that's hard for a number of reasons. Like, I grew up here. I love it. My family's here. I have a lot of friends here, you know. So it's hard for me to think about how I do that. And I'm at the point where I have to... like not see some people now and I just and not do some things that we had on our list. Like, I don't think we're gonna make it up to Rocky Mountain National Park.
I don't either.
Which is too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll have another chance, but still. Anyway, it's hard. It's hard when something is coming to a close, especially something as, you know, fun as this has
been. And it's one of those things. Last year we didn't know how this would all go.
Right.
And we were sort of surprised by the end that we didn't want it to end.
Right.
You know, this year, something would have gone quite wrong had we reached the end and been like, oh, thank God.
Right.
And yet, we're reaching the end, and I'm like, no, wait.
Oh, I
what?
Feel the same way. Well, it's interesting because just today we drove into Longmont to get some groceries and stuff, and it's only like 15, 20 minutes away. And we were using a map to find some store or something, and I mean, we were using our GPS.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I guess because we've left here so many times to drive back home.
Yeah.
There was a prompt that was like home 15 hours and whatever. And I looked at it completely confused, because I'm not even kidding you when I tell you that I feel like home is in Lyons, Colorado. Now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
I was like, why does it say 15 hours? We're only about 20 minutes away. Like, my brain has completely shifted.
Yeah. Totally.
And I'm like, what do you mean home? Because home to me right now is our trailer.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was wild. I went to the laundromat this afternoon and, cause we were real low, and I was doing the laundry and I was just like, holy cow, this is it. Like, this is the last load of laundry till we're home.
Well, we'll see. Say that and you never know. Something good.
I hope not. Because it's certainly enough laundry to get us through to the start of the trip or to start of the road back. And I don't really want to have to do laundry on a quick stop day. But yeah, you know, just like this is, it almost feels harder this time.
Yeah.
And I think part of that is because last time, like the Colorado leg was the middle.
Right.
You know, the last time we actually did straight shot it back from Minneapolis to the storage place. So we were really, you know, on an adventure. This time it's like the drive back is an extended end.
Yeah. I mean, you know? It's true. And I'm sure we'll have fun, you know, along the way, but it's also hard because it's like, we've driven through that area so
we've done
many
that
times that it's, you know, and like we've said before, there's always something new. I mean, we're staying in campsites.
Yeah, never stayed in any of them. Yeah.
We've never stayed in any of them. So,
they all seem,
you know,
nice.
I don't mean to sound negative, but
it's just,
we don't want to leave. And so leaving here is hard, you know, and I mean, I have to put things in my calendar to remind myself to do things that are back home and our house, because I, like, my brain doesn't even think about, I really and truly do not think about my house at all. I think about people I miss, you know, and friends back home and things, you know, but I don't think about the house ever. And then I literally have to put things in the calendar to remember to, like, contact somebody about something or, you know, when we had to re-up our mail hold or like, you know, paying people anyway.
Yeah.
It's an adjustment. It's always hard, and I have no doubt it's going to be hard again.
Yeah. It's just, I think also coming off, like, everyone woke up work today. You
oh
know?
My gosh.
And
so
that,
worked.
That
so
even
worked.
More kind of drives home the, like, you know, like, it's hard to rally.
Well,
you know?
I think it's, I mean, it's, I don't even think it. It just is, like, underlying for everyone. Like, the 14-year-old was like, I want to have a great day today.
Yeah,
and
like,
I could tell.
I'm going to have the best day today.
And I was thinking,
and
it, I was like, I'm not sure that's true, actually.
I was,
today.
Like, literally like, having, we, like, flashers in my eyes. I'm like, I'm not having,
like,
the best day.
We, took showers, went grocery shopping, and did some other errands. Yeah. Like, it wasn't the greatest day.
I mean, but also
but I could tell he wanted to have the great because he doesn't want the days to end.
Right.
But not every day is a great,
well,
the greatest day. Some days are just work.
That's,
you know,
part of living on the road.
Yeah.
And
I mean, today was like
that
full
doesn't
blown errands.
Stop. Like, it was straight up like, we need food. We need laundry.
We needed to catch
we need
up.
To
right.
Clean
laundry.
Our feral 4-year-old child who was
gosh.
So dirty.
He was so
I was
gross.
Telling him this morning, I was like, your hair looks like the horse's hay.
It did.
And it really
it
did.
It also is like a completely different color after you wash it. It's like, oh my goodness.
But but yeah, you know, like, that's the other thing that's hard is, like, you want it to always be fun and a party.
Right. And you
and,
that's not
but
sustainable.
It's not. It's,
I mean, we had a super fun weekend and it just about took us all out today. I mean, I was, like, texting and calling family members because we were like, maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll go to the county fair. Maybe we'll do it. And I just texted and called everybody and I was like, No, we're not doing anything. Yeah. We're not getting together with anyone today. And that's hard also because we only have a few days left.
Right.
But they were all feeling the exact same way. They're like, yeah, I'm exhausted. So, you know, you got to slow it down sometimes. Even on the road, you can't be full force party.
No, you sure can't.
Mm-mm.
And to that end,
let's
go get
sleep.
Some sleep.
I'm so tired.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye. Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard, while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at TinCanEvangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road.